Everything you're enduring has a purpose. You're going to win that crown. Hallelujah. Ooh, glory to God. May your eyes open. May your understanding clear up. Don't listen to the devil telling you you're wasting time. You're investing time. Amplify said, blessed, happy, to be envied, is the man who is patient under trial and stands up under temptation. For when he has stood the test and been approved, he will receive the victor's crown of life, which God has promised to those who love him. Now let's go to Revelation chapter 2. And unto the angel of the church in Smyrna write, these things saith the first and the last. Whew. I don't know about you. These things thrill me when I read them. He said that the Lord is the first and he is the last. All these jokers making noise. The Lord is first and he will get the last word. He said, every knee should bow, every tongue. You either do it alive or you do it dead. But one way or the other, you'll do it. You don't want your eternity to be like it is for Nigeria right now. I mean, things are so bad that even the Muslims are saying, we should have allowed the man that won the election to win. $1 has gone almost 2,000. Things are so tough. I saw people being beaten with sticks on a bread line. This is a country that has some of the smartest people on the earth. And this evil, wicked, old man. Because there are enough people who are willing to take money and blind their conscience. That's how they stay in power. Everything I've told you from this altar has come to pass. Yeah. Told you these people don't know what they're doing. I was standing here when I said to you, you see, I know this young lady, I went to her meeting, she gave her testimony how the Lord told her she would be the DA. I said, but what she's doing with Trump, she's overstepping her bounds. It will not come to anything. I was standing here when I told you that. Don't you see what's happening? Everything I'm telling you is coming to pass right in front of you. But if you refuse to listen and to acknowledge the truth, that's how your crown will go from you. God said to Jeremiah, he said, don't worry, whether they listen or not, but when the time comes, they will know that a prophet has been in the land.
Amen. Yes. Amen.
I told you, these people don't know what they're doing. They're lawyers. They think they can flood the market with money. They don't understand economic policy. I told you, you know, she went to Arby's yesterday and got a sandwich and a drink. And it was, what, $11? I told you what happened. Somebody will plug your tire for $50. You watch. They don't understand economic policy. They have a social agenda to turn America away from God and get you accepting gays and lesbians and they, them, and all the pronouns. And you give them power and they don't know what to do. We were paying $3.48. And every time I say, somebody will always walk out. I said, well, what are you looking for, a resurrection house? By now, you should know where I stand. And everything I'm preaching is what God told me. Stop wasting your time. Find Mount whatever.
Amen.
Haven't I been saying that?
Amen.
But I'm going to keep prophesying to you. Remember when I started this, it was like one Sunday, 50 people left. This place emptied out, this right side. And I didn't change a thing. You think I'm going to change now? You see everything. You can even quit coming to church. But all the demons that would descend on you, like my brothers were telling me about this young lady on his job, and he spoke to her. She started coming to church, and everything turned around, and she was getting blessed, and she was got promoted and everything. And then one Sunday, I said something, and she got mad and quit coming. And then now everything has taken a nosedive. And then he hooked up with this guy, got her pregnant, and dumped her. And then now she got fired off the job. And now she's homeless. I mean, you can't fool with God in me. When I'm telling you, it's him. Amen. This is not America. Amen. This is the kingdom of God. Amen. Get blessed. Amen. Or get run over. Listen, and unto the angel of the church in Smyrna write, these things saith the first and the last, watch, which was dead, and he's alive. All them guys are dead, but Jesus is alive. Watch, I know thy works. He said, I know what you're doing. Watch, but I also know your tribulation. Somebody said something humorous to me. I said, that's the same thing I said in Kenya. I said, the Lord said, I'll give you 100-fold return with persecution. I said, I wish you would remove that part. He says, I know your tribulation. So you notice, when you are going through tribulation, Satan starts running his mouth as if God doesn't know. He's telling you, I know what you're going through. Amen. It's my design. Amen. So I know your tribulation. So don't listen to the devil telling you, oh, this may be an accident or some happenstance. I'm the black sheep of the family. I said, well, what's wrong with the black sheep? Amen. Whether you're black sheep or white sheep, you're a sheep. And you need a shepherd. Amen. And he is the shepherd and the bishop of your soul. Hallelujah. But even black people will be saying that they're the black sheep of the family. You're already black. What are you missing? Oh, you are black on top of black? Okay, you're black. That's what I say, you're black. Okay, you want to be the white sheep of the family? What? I know thy works. I know your tribulation. I know your poverty. But thou art rich. Yeah. He says, you don't have money, but you're rich. Yeah. Hallelujah. Bible says in the book of James that God has chosen the poor of this world, rich in faith. Amen. But then if you are broke and then you don't have faith, hallelujah, then it's a lost cause. Why? He chose you rich in faith because by your faith, you will change the poverty. Watch. He says, but thou art rich. Watch. And I know the blasphemy of them which say they are Jews and are not. I know the blasphemy of those that claim to be resurrection agents, but they are not. They're in bed with my enemies and those that hate this church. How are you going to be a resurrection agent and a man rises up and rebels against me and you maintain your friendship with them? Let me read it to you. And I know the blasphemy. He says the blasphemy of them which say they are Jews and are not, but are the synagogue of Satan. You notice they never run alone. It's a synagogue. It's a church within a church. They disagree with the altar and act like it's not true. Your lack of breakthrough is telling me. And one day this your little job that you think is your security will go from you. Watch. And some of them quit coming to church. They think, I don't know. I noticed they're not coming. One of them, I went to pray. God said, say nothing to her. You've said enough through the years. But this time, don't say anything. And we'll see what will happen. Whisperers. They don't know what they're talking about. You just hear one side of a story you don't know anything about. And you're making judgments of an anointed man. You're crazy. Watch. I know the blasphemy of them, which say they are Jews, and are not, but are the synagogue of Satan. Fear none of those things which thou shalt suffer. You know this? He's telling you your relationship with him includes suffering. Who likes suffering? But I've suffered enough to know that there's no way around it. There is no way around it. You're going to be suffering. Do you know the kinds of things that have been written on the internet against me through the years? Lies. And people just believe them.
Yeah.
Watch. Fear none of those things which thou shalt suffer. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison. I mean, God will watch him do it and will allow it. Don't quit him. It's written. Watch now. He said, the devil shall cast some of you into prison that you may be tried. And you shall have tribulation 10 days. I told you everything. When he reaches 10, that's it. Watch. Be thou faithful unto death. And I will give you what? That's what you're fighting for. That's what the war is about. You just don't know it. And you're taking yourself lightly. They're qualifying you for greater things. Hallelujah. You say, I'll give you a crown of life. Hallelujah. Come on, celebrate. Celebrate. That a crown is coming to you. Suffering with understanding. Suffering with a purpose. That's how you grow spiritually. Hallelujah. That's how you grow spiritually. And he finished by saying, he that had an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. He that overcometh shall not be hurt of the second death. See? It's only a few minutes. But you need to know what the fight is about. The enemy, I don't even want to name him, but you know who he is. He's trying to keep you from your crown. Remember, you're not going to get a chance for a do-over. This is the only do.
Amen.
Whatever that do us, do it now. Not do it quickly. Do it now.
Hallelujah.
Your suffering should produce a crown.
Amen.
Hey, hallelujah. I wish I was in my preaching mode. I felt a jolt right there. Eh? I can't go through hell and high water and come up empty-handed. My pain must produce. Hey, all these shenanigans must deliver crowns to me. Yay! Are you going to win this thing? Are you going to end up empty-handed? When God makes decisions you don't understand, he says Satan will cast some of you into prison. And he will allow him to do it, and he'll watch it happen. That's when all the ice cream and cake theology falls apart. Then what are you going to do then? He says, you will have tribulation 10 days. We don't know if it's literal 10 days or the 10 days has a mystery to it. But I know that 10 is governance. Amen. There are so many 10s in the Bible. Let me give you a quick three. It was on the 10th year when Abraham had moved to the promised land that Sarah came up with the idea of Hagar. Satan saw that they were about to cross. Isaac could have been born on the 11th year. But Satan cut it, and it became 25 years. So when you see that Abraham endured 25 years, it wasn't the original intention. It was the failure in 10 that made it 25 years. He added 15 years on top. Watch. Jacob and Laban. Laban changed Jacob's wages 10 times. And God said, that's enough. And God gave him the strategy to get around it. I keep telling people, why wasn't it 11 commandments? Instead is? Why is your tithe not 9? And is? I said I'll give you 2 or 3, but I'm giving you 4 or 5. All the 10s. 10 is governance. He says you will have tribulation 10 days. Don't throw up. Don't throw in the towel. Because there's a crown coming. You should take every trial, every battle you've ever gone through, even things you're making noise about. You should start celebrating the crown that will come out of it. Hallelujah. For all things are for your sake. That the abundant grace through the thanksgiving of many will redound to the glory of God. Hallelujah. I was sharing this with the leaders and I looked at some of them and I know how painful things have been and it's been years. It was such a release and resurrection that morning. I said, now you understand why God said to one of my leaders, you have 2 choices. It's either you stay in the fight or I'll take you home. He said, then I'll stay in the fight. He said, then you live. Amen. I said, why? He said, now you, I told him, I said, now you understand it. They have a crown planned for you. Amen. Watch. God is a master. I've not seen anything to you, but he'll be bragging about you to other people. Yes, sir. It's happened to me so many times. I'm hurting, I'm bleeding. I'm crying out to him. He says nothing to me. And he goes and tells one of my ministers, you know, you see your pastor? He's not perfect, but he is God to you. What? You see, his heart is perfect towards me. He goes to somebody else, follow him now, you'll get to heaven. He will be going and making all these testimonies with people. But me, he tells me, Nen, not nothing. Nen. So sometimes you need to tune your ears to see if God is saying anything to anybody. I'm not talking about prophet liars or your friends always telling you how wonderful you are and you're going to hell and you know it. I'm talking about people that have heard from God. Watch who is talking to you. There's so many prophet liars. There's so many antichrists. Just because you see somebody in church doesn't mean they're walking with the Lord. Watch them when they say, well, the Lord said this. The Lord said, these are religious devils. Because if God is talking to you, it would include submission. God doesn't sponsor rebels. You don't have to believe what I'm telling you, but when the trumpet sounds, nobody will be talking to you. can jump up if you want to. They're gone. Yeah. The kingdom of God is one. The kingdom of God is one. So you have tribulation 10 days. Anybody telling you that your faith doesn't include suffering? They're an antichrist. What did Jesus tell Peter when Peter tried to preach that to him? He said, get thee behind me, Satan. So you don't understand the things of God. He didn't stop Peter from ending up being the head of the church then. But at that moment, it was the devil speaking through him. Hasn't the devil spoken through you? For some of us, it's not has he spoken, it's how many times has he spoken. Hallelujah. But I celebrate that at least some of us in this room will get the crown of life. Let's give God praise. Just lift your hand and thank God for every trial. Thank God for everything you've been enduring. Thank God that it will come out, that it will manifest. It will be a crown of life. Hallelujah. Be a crown of life. Beloved, I'm sitting here feeling so satisfied that we've done our bit to help you become who God has ordained you to be, to give you the inheritance God has purposed for you, to deliver you from satanic clutches so you can come into the breakthrough of this moment. Amen. It is time for your pain to pay off. It's time for your sufferings to deliver crowns of glory to you. What do you need? A change in attitude, a change in perspective, a change in your worship. I remember when COVID hit and all that turmoil was on. Fear was in the land. People were dying like chickens. And I received the word of the Lord that this was the best time, or this is the best time to be alive. And people were looking at me. I said, why? I said, because the grace I carry matches the problems of the day. Otherwise, I wouldn't be alive. I declared it privately. I declared it publicly. I preached it in messages here in America and overseas. What was my reward? COVID attacked me. What was God's reward? I was healed in a matter of days. I never missed church. We overcame COVID long before the vaccinations. We simply took the vaccinations to be able to do missions because we couldn't travel. Kenya wouldn't even let you in. Nigeria, you have to file these things with the health department and get the forms printed out and carry with you. And then they were all there as soon as you disembark from the plane. And you have to go through that health screening before they'll let you enter the country. This is before you reach passport control. They're all there. That's the only reason we took the vaccination. But we overcame COVID, and God swore to me that no one will die of COVID in this church. And as we celebrate, we are all still here. That's a crowning of grace. We ruled over COVID. We ruled in the midst of our enemies. Amen and amen. May God change your attitude. May you understand the purpose that sometimes sufferings are allowed for your crowning. As we read in the book of Revelation in this message, he says you will have tribulation 10 days. Satan will be allowed to do this so that you, going through it patiently and serving God anyway, will earn you the crown of life. But when you don't understand it, You rebel against the process. You bolt up against it. You even assume that God has forsaken you or that God is now powerless. These things are real. Because what we're enduring in Nigeria as Christians, in the hands of Muslims, will make you wonder all the fasting, all the prayer, and they just keep doing as they please, like we are not praying at all. Finally, as I read the book of Jeremiah, I understood. I said, this was the way Babylon was. They couldn't do any wrong. Conquering all the nations, plundering. God even declared them to be his weapon. But one day, their time came. And God said, the way they plundered the nations, so they would they be plundered. Their own judgment. So I understood that these Muslims are able to do this because their judgment has not come. But it will come. Nigeria will never become like Turkey. Their judgment will come. I learned wisdom. And I changed my attitude. And got my heart perfected again. Instead of worshiping and praising God. That's what you must do in your suffering. That's what you must do in your current situation. Living in the peace of America, and yet the serpent has caused so many wounds with little things. That some of you don't even go to church anymore. Don't let Satan steal from you. I call it double jeopardy. You get wounded and you forfeit everything God has for you. No! No devil should be able to drive you from the house of your father. The church is not just a building, it's the temple of the Lord our God. On the earth, where we gather to worship the Lord. I know we are the spiritual temples, but he has a house. So we should not forsake the assembling of ourselves together. However the serpent has gotten to you, step on his head today. God send the word of resurrection to free you and to give you back your inheritance that you lost. Get your head on that process of crowning again. You will thank God you heard the word of resurrection. You will thank God that you connected with me and this ministry. You will make it into eternal life. I'm way over time, but God bless you. Come to church on Sunday. Sit through it. Resurrection is glorious and wonderful. God bless you. We love you. Receive grace in Jesus' name. Amen. Bye-bye.